Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show.
We got a good one for you today. I was thinking about on the way in. You know, yesterday was a really, really trying day for me. It was a lot of work yesterday, and I gotten so tired at one point, man. I had no one to explain it to, you know, man. I mean, the fellas that travel with me, they just go, you know, they know where I gotta be, they get me in place, you know, blah blah blah. But you know, right about when I'm about to complain about it out loud, I also find all of the incredible reasons that I have to be grateful. And it kind of slows down the complaining a little bit. Now, I'm not saying there are days, man, where I don't verbalize my fatigue, or I don't verbalize my, man, I wish I didn't have to work so hard, or man, but, man, when I get through with that, I have so many reasons to be grateful that it does slow it down, you know. And sometimes, the majority of the time, it just flat out stops it, because I end up laughing at myself because, you know, it's, so many things are happening to me beyond my belief, beyond what I ask God for. So there's just some extreme blessings going on in my life. But man, have I paid. And that's the part I want to talk to you about today. You know, see, a lot of people look at other people and they see what they think is the finished product. They don't realize that all of us, no matter who we are still a work in progress, that I have many flaws, that I have many problems, and I have many situations that come up, you know, just like anybody else. You know, I'm no different from that. You know, life happens for me just like it happens for you. It may happen in different ways, but just like, you know, if it's something comes up at an inconvenient time for you, it pops up for me. You know, if something happens for me that seems unfair, I know that it's happening to somebody else unfairly. But, you know, I find myself being grateful the majority of the time. I can't say all the time because I'm a human being and sometimes I find myself complaining about it all, you know. But I try for the most part to stay grateful, to stay focused, and it allows me to keep the wheels churning. But now I wanna share something with you about your road to success. You know, you've heard me say this probably 100 times now. The road to success is always under construction. It really is. So here's what I want you to expect. On your way to changing, on your way to becoming successful, on your way to achieving your goals, on your way to getting better, I want you to expect many difficulties. Once again, the road to success is always under construction. I want you to expect many difficulties. But here is the deal between successful people and non-successful people. It's how they deal with the difficulties. That's the only difference. It's how you deal with the difficulties, how you handle the setbacks, how well you get up after you've been knocked down. That's happening to all of us. None of us are exempt from that. You're going to fall. You're going to be pushed. You're going to be run over. You're going to be tackled. You are going to be lied about. You are going to have setbacks. That's a part of the journey. But how do you handle them? How well do you handle everything? See, I want you to understand something. When you set out to be successful, here's difficult. Petey Pablo, who I have probably people wondering, what is he about to quote Petey Pablo? He had a rap album out called Diary of a Sinner. And it was really, man, my favorite rap album of all time. Because he said some things about his life that I could so relate to. I can't think of the name of the song right now, but there is a lyric, a stanza in one of his songs that says, I had a half a tank of gas, two cigarettes, scraping up change in an ashtray. And a voice said, it's only a test of my faith. It said, I had a half a tank of gas, two cigarettes, scraping up change in an ashtray. But a voice said, it was only a test of my faith. Here's the deal. Your faith, which is the belief in things that you cannot see, when you say, I'm going to make it, I'm going to be successful at it, I'm going to finish college, I'm going to achieve my goal, I'm going to be a better husband, I'm going to be a better father, I'm going to be a better wife, I'm going to be a better mother, I'm going to be a better student, I'm going to be rich, I'm going to start doing more for other people, I'm going to help the less fortunate. Whatever you say, when you send that prayer up, when you declare that faith, the devil hears your prayer too. Now, the sad thing about the devil is he's busy 24/7. And he has people that works for him 24/7. There's some imps out there that ain't up to no good. You all know them. You've all run across them. They always putting shade on somebody. They always barking at somebody. They always knocking somebody down. These people, they just busy for Satan. What you got to be careful of is that occasionally you don't become one of those people. See, so when these people, when the devil hears this prayer that you sent up or what you're going to be successful at, then your faith is going to be tested. He got people, man, to come in there and try to knock you off that course so you can get on back to this old woe is me. I ain't gonna ever be nothing. Man, seem like every time I try to get back up, I get knocked right back down. Once he gets you saying that enough times, then he can start implementing some other programs. Come on, man, let's sell this dope. We can't get no job. Now here you go. You off track. You gone. You other way. Now he got you. He got you tied up. Now to the point where he can get you locked up or he can get you killed and lose your soul. So now he at work. Busy, he all day. What you got to be mindful of is that your faith will be tested, that it's going to be difficult to get to where you are. And you got to stay in prayer all the time, talking to your Creator about strengthening you for the journey. You have to be strengthened for the journey. That's all you're asking for, because the journey is the journey. You can stop asking God to remove all these problems in these situations, because it ain't going to happen. These are the tests of our faith. This determines how bad you want it. What I'm saying to you this morning is stay focused, stay prayerful, stay on point, get ready for them. Understand that it's just a test of your faith, that your faith will be tested, but you got to stay the course, man. You got to stay the course. It's all right. You will be fine in due time, but you got to give some of this stuff a chance to play itself out, because nothing lasts forever. Ain't no pain forever. All right? I'm just trying to help you with that, because, boy, I'm dealing with it all the time. Stay prayerful. God got help for you. All right? Let's go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people all around the world, please gather yourselves around the radio, because things are about to, in the words of them, pop off. We would like to have your undivided attention as we partake on a rather scrupulous journey of rhetoric, of foolishness, laughtery, and hibachery. Or I think the word is debauchery.
Yeah.
But when you hood ready, either one of them will suffice.
Hibachi
Ladies
grill?
And gentlemen, this is Steve Harvey Morning Show. You invited to come along. I'm Steve, this Shirley.
Hey.
This Carla.
Hey.
This Junior.
Morning, everybody.
And this is the food.
We about to pop the pop the pop off.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. What's going on, everybody?
Hey, Steve.
Up. Morning, everybody.
Top, top.
How you
top,
doing?
Top, top.
What up?
I'm feeling pretty good today.
You sound good.
Why not?
Because it's the last day of my detox.
All right, so take us through the day. What do you do today?
Well, it's been no carbs for a week, preparing my body for my final detox treatment.
Mm-hmm.
It has slowed my brain down quite a bit. I'm not as sharp as I normally am. But supposedly after this, I'm supposed to be, and Tommy, you're going to have to get on this therapy. After this, I should be a little bit more attractive.
What? What does got to
I don't know about, about your brain not being sharp, but that was pretty sharp there.
You there? Yeah. You there, Tommy? You on it?
Yeah. No. You're going to have to get on
now, this I thing. Did a week, Tommy. I'm suggesting to you a month. Now.
So you ain't ugly no more?
That's what you said.
I ain't saying I ain't ugly no more. I'm going to be a little more attractive. We're never going to be fine in this family. I just need you to come along and get on board.
I'm not getting on. People like
saying you look good. Stop saying you're attractive. Have you taken a look at these selfies you be sending us?
It's the same pose.
It's the exact same
Nobody
pose.
Nobody hates my facial
and,
features.
And that's the pose that he think is cute.
Yeah, yeah. Looking dead down at him.
No, Tommy, nobody just never told it to you. I happen to have heard it. You, sir, see, for some ungodly reason, I think the fact that you short, a lot of people ain't want to hurt you no more.
You're going to crush
They figured because I was tall, I could take it.
You're going to crush him, Steve.
He's you. Not. He's not going to crush me today. I'm not going to let it happen.
So, Steve, you're just going to start the show crushing your nephew out the gate.
Yeah, I'm not going to do this with him today.
That boy came out the gate with
because
it.
Because he taking unattractive or attractive therapy.
But he got to tell you how fine he about to be. But, so he wants you to get on board.
Yeah, actually, he's trying to help you, Tommy, if you really look at it.
So you're saying I'm unattractive, Shirley?
Exactly.
Pop, ting.
You walked right in.
Shirley, speak up. No, I want to hear it come out your mouth. Say it, Shirley.
Oh, you're cute as a button. You're cute as a button.
Pop, ting.
You didn't hear the jab in there? But.
Yeah, it's a button. Button was but. A jab.
Right. Take the O-N off. You cute as a butt.
So anyway, then you'll have to tell us what you're going to eat and stuff. Anyway, all right, it's time. Something funny is coming up. As we prepare for Thanksgiving and the stress of the holidays and all of that, family gatherings can lead to some tense moments. We'll talk about that when we come back at 32 after the hour with something funny.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Thanksgiving next week. Wow, did it come fast this year.
It's here.
Yeah, we're all gathering around the Thanksgiving table, dinner conversations. It can be a little tense. You know, so So we just want you guys to prepare with some phrases that you should avoid at holiday dinners so we can just, you know, all have a good time with our family and friends, okay? Like, okay, for instance. Like, yeah, okay. Mm. For instance, Steve, when you start a sentence with, you should have, you should have, you know, the word should, you know, can make a person feel judged or disappointed. You see where I'm going with that?
You mean like, you should have let somebody else fix the greens.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's hurtful. Yeah,
exactly.
That's going, but it's truthful, though.
Yeah.
You should have left them marshmallows out them yams. That's like
you.
That.
Yeah. I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
My feelings are not hurt. With
you should have called before you came over here.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I like marshmallows.
Or how about this? I know it's potluck, but you should have just came.
Without the pot.
Yeah. We're not here about, because ain't no luck in your pot.
Yeah, stuff like that, Steve. You got it. Or,
yeah,
you know.
Avoid saying that.
Yeah, avoid saying this, you know, because this is definitely, this could start one right here. Can you believe what your president just did?
You can't say
you
that.
Start, yeah, yeah. It can lead to an argument and a fight, you know, politics.
Oh, not everybody in agreement on my family.
Nah, my family all good with that. That's going to get the party popping right there.
Oh, okay. All right.
So you're not going to avoid saying that?
Oh, no, no, no. You can talk politics in my house. Everybody at my house in the same political mindset.
Oh,
we don't
okay.
have.
Yeah, you know, Republican at the table. You got the kids.
If you are Republican at the table, you need to keep it to yourself.
Don't let that information
okay,
out.
Because
you won't be.
Okay, let's get back to the
my
food.
My daddy's house.
Oh, uh-huh. Let's get back to the food for a minute. How about this one? You know, the best turkey I ever had was...
Not this one.
Huh?
You're not supposed to finish it.
What?
No, hold, Shirley, say it again.
The best turkey I ever had was...
Was my mama.
You can't say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's mean.
That'll set it off, Steve, if you say something
you know,
like that.
It's true, though.
You don't have to always tell the truth, though.
Right. No, 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 no. See, Shirley, see, once again...
Uh-huh.
What? Y'all need to make up y'all mind. Now, do you all want us to be true? Or you want these lies that we good at?
Quit lying on Thanksgiving. Yeah. Tell the truth.
It's a good time to ask that question.
Any more?
Yeah, you know, like if you start a sentence with, when are you going to...
Learn how to cook.
Don't do that.
Oh, when you going to finally let him go?
Yeah,
okay.
That's the one right there, Tom. Because
you don't want to make anyone feel defensive or put anyone on the spot or anything
my
like that.
My family is, when is you going to stop using drugs?
Wow.
Oh, Junior?
Wow. Really?
At the table?
A little bit more personal.
Yeah.
Just kept
well, I'm just telling you, that's what's going to come out. I don't know why we sit up and act like it ain't going to happen. I don't know what's wrong with y'all. It's going
to
happen.
I want to go to your house for this.
Oh, come no. on, I want to go to Junior. Come on, just come over there. 15 minutes, you ain't going to be able to take it.
You lying.
15.
If it starts off with that,
yeah,
I believe you.
As soon as he walk in the door, when is you going to stop using drugs?
Yeah.
You show up every year looking like this.
How about
hey,
this one?
Robert is right here. No, how about this right here? Sit somewhere where I can see you. Where you going?
Where you going?
Yeah. Bathroom ain't that way.
Right.
Ain't no bathroom that way.
And, you know, try not to open up a conversation or start a sentence with, when are you going to... Don't do that one. Or remember the time you...
Peed on yourself.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
My Uncle Everett, Thanksgiving used to go. He was drunk.
I'm telling you.
Remember that time you bought that Jell-O mold? Ain't nobody won't. Then bust out laughing. Everybody laughing but them.
Right.
Wait a minute. Right. Wait a minute. Right.
Hold up. Did you hear about, don't start it with that one. Because that could mean, you're gossiping about, you know, somebody in the family.
Did you hear about your husband?
Exactly.
Wait, what?
What?
Did you hear about your husband?
Oh, that's going to get it started right there.
In the back room with Cora. Did you hear about that?
Cora, not Cora.
Cora.
Yeah, those are just conversation starters. You don't do that. Yeah.
All this gonna happen Thanksgiving Thursday. Trust me. This gonna happen.
Well, I'll admit this. None of that happens at my house because I have no one at my house on Thanksgiving.
As big as you
create. Nobody create no drama. Not in my house.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying you had no one at your house. I was like, as big as your family is, Steve?
Oh, the house gonna be packed.
Yeah.
I don't do drama.
Yeah, not at the house.
Everybody know. Don't ask me to play. I don't do, you know, the game night. I might come in there for a couple minutes, but that's it. Y'all know what I'm doing. I'm going to eat, and I'm sitting in front of this TV. I'm staring at it. And sometimes you're going to come in there, and the TV going to be staring at me.
Yeah.
Just walk back out. Don't come in here just in the heat. I want it this one.
Keep people
get
out.
The fireplace is on. Don't cut it off.
So you don't mind them being in your house. A lot of people just don't bother you. Let you have your space. I mean,
you don't want to be bothered. Uh-huh. Why are the people there?
Yeah.
Well, like, Marjorie's really good at that, too, because she tells them, this Steve, that Steve off.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bring your friends and your friends want pictures.
Oh.
That ain't happening.
Oh, yeah. My God. Yeah,
well, yeah. I can give you that.
Yeah.
That ain't happening.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, at our house, all they want to talk about is you.
Yes.
Oh, really?
My cousin's house.
Steve, come on.
Steve.
Yeah.
I just hate when they want me to tell Steve something for them.
Oh, that, always.
All the time.
Tell him, give them. Can you just give this to Steve for me?
I know this is a bestseller right here. We just get it to Steve.
Yes.
I'm not finna get your book to Steve.
Here the one, kill me.
Okay.
I got this book of mine I want you to read. I didn't read the four I wrote.
Oh, no. Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann is going to be here with today's national news and headlines. But up next, it's the nephew with Run That Prank Back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, nephew, let's go. What you got? Time
hold
for
wait,
Run
wait,
That.
Oh, wait. I got one for you.
What?
You ever had this one?
What?
Read this book. It'll change your life.
Oh,
it ain't did nothing for you. You got, matter of fact, this same sweater you wore last Thanksgiving. So I'm trying to figure out what the change has been in you. That's the same car you had six Thanksgivings ago. Six.
What's the change?
Nah, it's in my driveway leaking oil. I asked a relative one time to move their car.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I said, why? Because you leaking oil in my driveway.
Mm-hmm. I hate that.
Oh, now so you all uppity. You can't have no oil in your driveway.
No.
I don't want no oil in my driveway.
That's
no, just park out on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Oh, then I got to walk all the way back up here?
If you hungry.
Yeah.
Partner.
That's what you got to do.
If you hungry, you will.
Yeah. I even did this one year. I got had valet.
Yeah. You always valet.
You always have
valet at your house.
Yeah. Come over, just pull up in front of the house, get your kids out, get your family out. Then valet, just take your car and put it on the street somewhere. That's how I did it. That stopped a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Who wants oil in their driveway?
Ooh, it's hard to get up.
You got them people come over your house and pimp park, like cross the dough.
Look at man.
It was a soft one, though.
I know, I heard it.
Run the prank.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Wilson.
Yeah, this is Wilson.
Hey, you own the cleaners over on, right?
Yeah, that's me. How may I help you?
How long y'all been over there? How many years y'all been over there on?
Man, we've been here about 15 years, man. I've been there a long time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. How may I help you?
You the only. My name's Donnie, man. I'm sorry. My name's Donnie. You always been the owner there?
Man, I started this thing, about 15 years ago. Got all my own equipment, everything. We do everything in-house, so you ain't got to worry about going nowhere. You drop your clothes off here, and I make sure we take care of everything right here in-house, man.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, man, the reason why I call, see, I actually been bringing my clothes to you for about a year now. My name is Donnie.
Oh, you have? Donnie, huh? I don't remember. I know if you come in here, I know your face, though.
You probably know me when you see me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably know when you see. But listen, here's where I had a problem. And I came in about last week sometime. I think it was last Thursday I came in to get my clothes I had dropped off. And now I had brought some clothes probably about 3 weeks before that.
Uh-huh.
And when I got home, like I said, 3 weeks before, when I got home with them clothes, I realized I was missing a shirt. Hmm. And I was like, I don't know where my shirt is. I couldn't find it. So now, just last week when I came back to pick up some clothes,
mm-hmm.
now and this what you know, I don't want to raise no havoc in your store or nothing, but when I looked at you, you was actually the person that took my money and gave me my clothes. Mm-hmm. But when I looked closer at you, I realized you actually had on my shirt.
What?
No. I had to go on and count to 10. I went on out to my car and I said, I'm not gonna wait and calm down. But you was actually standing there giving me my clothes, but you had on my shirt too.
You could have counted to 20. You ain't seen me in your shirt. I mean, what have your clothes? You left your clothes up here longer than 30 days?
Okay, wait. Hold on. What are you saying? If people leave their stuff longer than 30 days, you start wearing it?
No, hold on. I ain't wore nobody's shirt. Hold on, Donnie. We quit all this lying
about you. You ain't want nobody's shirt because you still had mine on.
Listen, let me tell you something, man. I mean, I work every day. I work hard, and I buy my own shirt. I mean, I ain't got to wear nobody's shirt. As a matter of fact, I was just saying because you said that you felt like I held your shirt. I ain't worn nobody's shirt, but
okay. Well, now I got a partner coming there.
The only time something come up missing is if it's been here 30 days. We ain't taking nobody clothes.
But listen, I got a friend. He bring his stuff over there too, and he tell me he has some pants missing, and he come in there one day and swear he think you had his pants on.
Who is it? He lied. Let me tell you, hold on, bro. I don't know who you are, man.
You got my shirt on and his pants on. This is ridiculous, man. Is you creating your own wardrobe with people's stuff?
Look, hold on. Let me tell you something, man. I done told you I ain't wearing nobody else's shirt. Don't call me insult my integrity, tell me I done wore somebody else's shirt. I don't have to wear your shirt. I got
what kind
shirt.
Of cleaners you got, man, that you clean people's stuff, but then you wear it around the cleaners?
I don't have to wear a thing or nobody around no cleaners. I got my own. You must not been up here yourself. Do you see the uniforms we wear up here? That's how you know my name. Say Wilson on my uniform, man.
I know it say Wilson on it, but why
well,
is
you, ain't seen me
wearing other people's stuff, Mr. Wilson?
Look here, man. Look here. I'm a Christian, bro. Listen, I'm trying to do the right thing. I don't appreciate nobody calling me. Now, you can tell you can inquire, and we can get this fixed. You know, figured out. But don't call here saying that you seen me wearing your shirt.
I'm going to let the shirt go. Yeah? I'm going to let the shirt go.
I don't care what the hell you do with the shirt.
No, Miss Will. This is what I'm going to do with you. If I come in there one more time and see you with one of my shirts on, then guess what? I'm going to tear it off for you, and I'm going to beat your at your store.
Tell you what. You bring your bad down here. Come on down here. Let me. It ain't a thing in a drugstore gonna kill you quicker than I will about coming here trying to bother me about a shirt.
Well, you need to quit wearing people's stuff then.
I ain't gotta wear no other clothes, boy. So,
but that's what you're doing. You up in there, you got on my shirt and got my boy pants on.
I tell you what, let me tell you something. Before I open this cleaner, I'm from the penitentiary. And when you call somebody a lie, you better ready to back it up.
I ain't gonna come up in there and tell you, look, man. You keep wearing everybody's clothes in there.
Let me tell you something. I'm telling you what God love, man. I'm telling you the truth. If you come up here with some you need to call your mama and let her know it's going to be some snot slinging and flower bringing. Because just like that shirt you say you missing, you're going to be missing too. You come up here bothering about a shirt.
You're going to get your butt beat if I keep finding out you wearing people's stuff. Look at Wilson. Don't get your butt beat up on you hear me?
I tell you what, you need to get off my phone. Boy, this time that I'm wearing his shirt.
You is wearing my shirt, and you wearing my friend's pants.
Man, you look, bro, look, Donnie McClurk, Donnie, whoever you are, I don't know who Donnie you are, but don't call here no more, man. I don't even want your business, man. You don't even have to, don't bring your shirt. As a matter of fact, what's your last? I'm going to look your smile up. Any day, any money you don't spend, I'm going to give it back to you. I don't need your money either, man. I don't need this shit.
I got one more thing to say to you. Is you listening to me?
What? You ain't got a thing to say to me.
I do have something I need to say to you. You thieving, shirt wearing. I do have something I need to say to you.
What?
Is you listening?
What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy.
Who?
Hey, Mr. Wills. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your boy. Got me to prank phone call you.
Boy, say, bro, you can't call nobody talking to him like that, man. Boy, y'all some food, man.
Tell me this. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
You already know the Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby.
There it is.
Yeah, all right. Nephew.
King of pranks, baby. King of pranks. You are the king.
You've been on fire this week. Mm-hmm.
Just need to stay on fire. That's all. Just stay on fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Speaking of on fire, mama's boy, huh?
Girl, have you been hearing?
Yes, from you.
I got to turn people away.
Huh? Where you be listening?
Wait,
what?
I ain't heard a whisper.
I ain't heard nothing. I ain't seen a story.
All right. Hey, listen, coming up at the top of the hour, Stovetop has the perfect solution for those of you who stuff yourselves on Thanksgiving. Plus, Miss Ann is going to be here with our national news and headlines.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Stovetop stuffing. We all have heard about it for our entire lives. Well, anyway, Stovetop Stuffing is now selling the perfect pair of pants for your Thanksgiving meal. This is crazy. Stovetop's Thanksgiving dinner pants.
What?
They make pants now. They have a stretchy pouch that fits over the belly. I guess you can liken it to maternity wear for women, okay?
Okay.
It's a stretchy pouch. It fits over the belly, although these pants are decorated in a festive stuffing pattern. You may want to get them for the man in your life. You may want to, ladies, if he's one of those guys who likes, you know how guys like to unbutton their belt sometime after dinner?
My grandfather come over there already with them on.
Tommy, you got to get a pair of these.
I'm not getting a pair of these.
You got to get a pair of those. Because, Tommy, you can
pants.
Wear yours year-round. Stovetop pants. At Thanksgiving, when you eat too much food, you ain't got to unbutton your pants. And then when you get back down regular, you just wear them back because you can put that high ass in it.
See, you're doing too much today, man. You're doing way too much.
Multi-purpose.
They come in all sizes. All sizes. And they only cost, get this, they only cost less than $20, $19.95.
And you know you like that. That's about the same price as your airline ticket.
This right up your alley. Today? Stop. Move on.
Oh, man.
I'm trying.
I'm not wearing no Stovetop stuffing pants.
I'm not laughing,
Why would
Tommy.
You not? It don't make no sense for you not to have on some Stovetop dressing pants. It's got a pouch in the front for when you eat too much, your stomach can sit in it comfortable. And then after your stomach go down, you can wear them backwards and put that high ass of yours in it.
I'm not laughing, what? Tommy.
But what is you doing, Shirley? What is you doing if you ain't like, what is you doing?
Oh, that's me. That would be Carla. Look
laughing.
Over here.
That
would be perfect for you, Tommy. I think he's right.
That's nice, man.
Thank you, Tommy. Boy, you
also has worked it out for you, Tommy.
Dual purpose.
Yes.
Well, you can turn them pants around and cover that ass, boy. Go ahead.
Shut up, boy.
Come on,
Junior,
give him a
pound. Not finna do this with y'all.
He can't get mad. Don't tell me, Steve.
Oh, you ain't got to.
I'm not getting mad.
He gonna get mad.
I'm not laughing. Tommy, don't look. I'm not laughing.
30 times that day. Boy, didn't you have them same pants on the other way? Look at the pockets in the front. Go ahead, boy.
Coordinate.
Oh, God.
Yeah, coordinate.
Oh, God. Boomerang.
Have y'all some fun. Go ahead.
I'm not laughing.
Can we bring up Miss Ann, please? Oh, can we just move on?
No, Shirley. One more, Shirley. Myrtle. You see Tommy turn them damn pants around?
I'm not laughing. I promise you, Tommy.
What you call what you doing?
I'm crying.
Junior.
Benny.
The mushroom belt.
Benny. Come see Tommy Reversible Stone Top Pants.
Boy, they're not wearing those Stone Top Pants.
Tommy, they're only $19.95.
I'll buy some for them two fools. How about that?
Tommy, get the jacket to match.
Get it for them.
Wow.
We wrong for this.
I know. But
first
I'm
two
not
hours,
left.
Y'all done laid in
but
the
you can get
boy,
a pad, old man, and then Jordan can use them too because he can take them to school for show and tell.
What is he gonna say?
Tommy, you mean to tell me you and Jordan in the pants?
Kangaroos.
Oh, God. Okay, come on, Steve. We gotta stop this foolishness now.
Our very own talented person of fact,
No fake news here, Miss Ann Tripp.
And no stovetop pants either. Thanks, everybody. Good morning, everybody. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Okay, let us get serious. There's been another shooting, this time in Northern California, took place yesterday. Authorities say that 5 people were killed yesterday, including the shooter, and that 10 others were wounded after that gunman went on a shooting rampage that involved an elementary school. Officials say the gunman was armed with a semi-automatic rifle in a rural community about 150 miles northwest of Sacramento. They say he opened fire at 7 different locations, shooting randomly at neighbors, passersby, into homes, but the local sheriff says his deputy but he's got him.
I'm personally grateful to those men for engaging such a terrible mass murder. Really, that's what he is.
Sheriff Phil Johnson says that the gunman, who now is identified as Kevin Jansen Neal, stole and crashed a neighbor's vehicle, whom he killed. Apparently, he killed the neighbor and his wife. He'd been feuding with them for years. Then he opened fire on a local elementary school, but the teachers jumped in and closed all the doors so he couldn't get in. He also stole a second vehicle before deputies caught up with him. Congressional Republicans calls for Alabama Judge Roy Moore to get out of the U.S. Senate race, getting louder and louder. There are accusations now from at least 5 women claiming that he sexually assaulted them when they were only teenagers. House Speaker Paul Ryan says Moore should step down because accusations of him are really credible. And GOP Senate Leader Mitch McConnell says Moore is simply not worthy of the position.
Roy Moore should step aside. The women who've come forward are entirely credible. He's obviously not fit to be in the United States Senate.
And McConnell says he's looking at ways to keep that from happening just in case he's elected. By the way, the Republican National Committee has now pulled its financial support from Roy Moore's campaign. The Associated Press reports that Donald Trump and co. have been nominating white men to serve on the nation's federal courts at a rate not seen in almost 30 years. AP says so far 91% of Trump's 58 nominees are men, 3 out of 4 white. In fact, so far, Donald Trump has nominated the highest percentage of white judges in his first year since Ronald Reagan. And if his trend continues, Donald Trump will be the first Republican since Herbert Hoover to name fewer women and minorities to the courts than his GOP predecessor. Landmarks Preservation Group wants to see the Emmett Till's Chicago home given landmark status. It's a red brick, 2-story building that the hazel-eyed youngster and his mother were living in 1955. Finally, today is National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day, and it's also National Make Your Mom Lunch Day.
Mommy! Mommy! Ma! Ma!
Maybe she doesn't want the lunch. Be quiet. You know how to make lunch. 20 minutes after the hour comes Eugene the Butterfly. Stay tuned to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Introduce the butterfly and do it nicely so he can really have his time and do his segment well, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, something that I know you're going to try to enjoy, but you probably won't. Oh, Eugene.
Good morning, everyone. Stephen, Tommy, Shirley, Carla Jr. Good morning to everyone. It is a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday.
Good morning, I just butterfly. Want to say, flutter, flutter.
Morning, butterfly. Flutter. Flutter.
Morning, Eugene.
Hey, everyone. Speaking except you, Stephen. Very well. Okay. Here's what I really want.
I did the
intro. But you didn't speak. But it's okay. Here's what I want to ask you all. I'm thinking
about to
writing.
Find out.
Okay. I know. I'm thinking about writing my first book, Stephen. And it's, I want you to help me pick out the title. I've come up with this. The Man Behind the Man. Okay.
That would be your butt.
Sitting on.
That's not another man. That's actually.
That's the butterfly, Steve.
I just need some ideas because I really want to write my life story.
Well, Steve can really help you with this. Yeah. He's written 4 books.
I know.
Turned into
that's
movie.
The purpose of asking him is help me with my book and mm-hmm. and I'm not I don't need no, I just want to help with the title. I'm gonna do
my
own.
Okay, here's your first title. Are you a Audi or any?
What are we talking about? Naples or something? What are we talking about?
We're just coming up with catchy book titles.
Okay, continue. I don't like that one. Pink and Happy. How is that?
Pink and Happy. Yeah.
Oh, the Pink Journey.
I love pink.
Mm. The what?
The Pink Journey. So it's my journey, you know, because it's my life story.
Okay.
Yeah.
And pink
so
being your favorite color.
I don't think you should use pink because it represents too many other things as powerful. There's a powerful pink movement with breast cancer that Carla heads
breast
up. So
awareness.
I think that would be
true,
too
Steve.
Cool. Yeah, you shouldn't use pink. Give us another color.
Well, Perfello. That's purple and yellow.
No one will
Does
understand
that work?
That.
How about Fruit Loops?
That's Fruit underwear. Why would I want to do draws?
No, Fruit of the Loom you're talking about, not Fruit Loops. That's an, Fruit Loops is not cereal. Underwear.
Yeah. Oh, the cereal. Uh-huh. Fruit Loops.
A plethora of colors.
Yes, a rainbow.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay, Steve. Try harder, okay?
Try harder.
I mean, come on. You came up with a catchy title. You can.
You had a very nice Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man. That was good.
Butterfly
okay,
Chronicles.
You want to use that title?
What?
I'm sorry. I slipped. I'm sorry.
God.
No, I do not want to use that title. I need something better. That was good. Anyway.
All right, listen. Butterfly.
I give you permission.
We'll work on that. Maybe we'll come up with something for you. When we come back from the break at 34 after the hour, something on emotional cheating. I think we all want to hear what this is about. This is interesting. Emotional cheating.
Mm-hmm. What is that? I know I didn't done that. Let's figure out.
Oh yeah.
Cause you done the physical.
Emotionally? Oh,
hell. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, here we go. This is interesting. Listen to this question. Is it emotional cheating to get butterflies around someone who isn't your significant other? Have you ever had an encounter with someone, for instance, who you were really attracted to physically, and after a few minutes of talking with them or like hanging out, you started to get those like, you know, little crush butterflies in your tummy?
Back in the past, all the time. Several times a week.
Really? Back in the past, though.
Yeah, of course it was in the past.
Woo!
We're all happily married now.
Steve, it's so nice to meet you. What?
That's all they had to say?
You had my God, you're so much taller in person. What?
Oh, my God. I love all your facial features. I love your dimples.
You do? Girl, I like your everything. My heart is changing. I got butterflies.
Is this just human nature for someone? You know, if you like someone emotionally, something that you just can't help. And is it only wrong if you act on it? So is it natural?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's only wrong if you act on it.
Right.
I think, you know, people are humans.
Mm-hmm.
You
know, so I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that it's some men that my wife saying, she go, wow, he's handsome or attractive. You know, and but she could say that to her damn self.
Yeah.
Yeah. Open
can't
your
say
mouth.
It to nobody else.
And to her girlfriends.
Oh, yeah. Women have much stronger conversations than men do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, don't lie. Y'all be saying some, but y'all have said some stuff on this show out loud, ladies, about Idris Elba and about Denzel Washington that cannot be misunderstood by anybody.
And Morgan Freeman, thank you.
And ain't nobody.
Girl, stop.
Said nothing by Morgan
you.
Freeman.
You guys just
don't
see it.
Yeah, but you guys are, it's like you're talking about.
You're right, we don't see it.
No. But anyway.
What's sexy about him, Shirley?
I like his voice.
Get those chains off the door, the enemy is here.
That is what you like about Morgan Freeman.
That's what she like right now.
But I've never met him. But anyway, what were you going to say, Steve?
No, about what?
I think
well, I was
you were
saying. Well, I was saying that Steve is talking about celebrities, what we have said on the air about celebrities.
Yeah.
Celebrities. I think the emotional cheating question is for anybody. You know, anybody
you see.
Yeah,
I mean, for anybody.
The guy at the grocery store. How y'all feel
if
about
me
that?
If me and Halle hook up, I'm cheating emotionally and physically.
Oh,
just
okay.
Thanksgiving
Let's
is next
this
week,
question.
Steve.
Okay, right here, ladies, on this show. This is just a hypothetical question.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody on this show, where is Monica? Get Monica over there by
Mississippi
Mike,
Monica.
Okay, she's there.
Monica, you have a mic?
Yes.
Okay. Listen to me. I'm going to go around the room. This is a hypothetical
hypothetically
question.
Hypothetically
speaking. Everybody is single.
Oh, they won't be.
And you have to be in a full-blown relationship. All of us had to be involved with someone. What? Junior, who you going to be involved with?
I'm going right to Monica. And we ain't got to be hypothetical.
What you say?
We ain't got to really be hypothetical. We just thought.
Junior, really?
Junior likes Monica like
that? Why'd you just let that out?
Y'all together.
Y'all say that out loud?
Man, yeah. Out loud and quick.
Very loud.
Yeah, but he gonna have some good catfish, though. He gonna have some good eating, I tell you that.
So wait a minute. So are you asking, do we like someone on the show or just period?
No, this is the show. Hypothetical.
Uh-huh.
I think we need to carry this over. Y'all need to think about this because Junior just blurted it out and fired everybody off. Monica Bond, Mississippi Monica, right on over. And it ain't got to be hypothetical. Man.
Wow.
Well.
Okay, well.
I want to see who the girl's going to pick.
Oh.
Well, let me see. Tommy?
No, I want to go after them. I want to hear what they got.
No, just answer the question.
Okay.
Look at the time, Shirley. We got to go to break.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we almost do now.
Yeah, we got to go.
Junior over here kicked back like he got both his hands behind his head. I'm sick.
He's just waiting for Monica to say the word.
He over there shaking his legs, waiting on Mississippi.
Don't embarrass me, Monica. In office romance.
What you say?
Don't embarrass me.
What you say when we go back around to her? She need to say you.
Yeah. Your feelings going to be hurt.
All right, coming up next, wow, we'll find out about these crushes.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's time for today's Strawberry Letter. But first, all right, let's get back into it. Tommy?
No, it's on Monica.
Well, no, he asked you after Junior. We're talking about crushes right now. If we're all single in the room. We're all single in the room.
If we were
hypothetically speaking, ladies and gentlemen, we went to Junior. Steve went to Junior. Junior said, out the gate, Monica Barnes. Yeah. What's happening?
So,
I'll let your boy.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Tommy, who you want to be next, Tommy?
I'm going with Carla because I'm going to eat. She going to cook. I've been to Mexico with her.
What?
Ain't nobody laughing but Carla.
Carla's suspiciously silent.
I just said Monica, and then he said Carla.
I hate him from head to toe.
So,
like we did something in Mexico. I don't be saying that.
I know, and then you're so quiet.
Come on.
Right.
Go ahead.
If we were all single.
We were all single.
I just make a mess of it.
So all three?
Yeah, all three. But then,
we will find out about each other. Maybe.
Yeah, and we don't share.
I don't give a damn
knowingly.
About you finding out about each
other.
It'd probably be too late by then. All right, if I had to just pick one.
Today.
You know, I know I wouldn't want, I'll regret this because I don't like to be corrected all the time, but it probably have to be Shirley.
Yeah, well, thanks. I'm the only one left. Thanks.
You're going to be hungry.
You're going to be hungry, though.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. I'm sorry. I don't want Shirley.
I'm the only one left, though.
I forgot she can't cook. She wear nice outfits, though, at the restaurant. Whatever. Okay, well, when we come back with this, the ladies' turn.
Okay. Here's the prank.
Can only imagine.
You hit my mama tree. Ooh. This is a classic here. You hit my mama tree.
Not that one.
Yes.
I love that one.
Hello?
Hello, man. I speak to Lord.
Yeah, this is Lord. This is Terry.
Who?
This is Terry. I'm about 10 minutes from the yard, big dog.
This ain't no Terry. Look, man. Is this Lord that work for Bush?
Yes, sir.
Listen. You just came down Clayton Street and hit and tore all the limbs off my mama maple tree that's hanging over the street. And now she got limbs hanging all in the street. We got to cut this whole tree down because you done messed it up, and you're the one that just drove through here.
Hey, sir, I ain't been down Clayton Street today, sir.
Say what?
I ain't been down Clayton Street today. I ain't been in no residential neighborhood today, sir.
You just came down Clayton Street a couple hours ago and then tore all the limbs off my mama tree.
Sir,
my mama, that tree been in our family 25 years. And you just came down the street and just tore it all apart.
Sir, I ain't been down Clayton Road today. How did you get this number, by the way?
Don't worry about how I got your number. Somebody got to pay for my mama tree.
Well, sir, I ain't been down Clayton Road today. I'm sorry.
Call him back, dog.
Hello?
Lord, did you just hang up on me?
Yes, sir. I told you I didn't been down no Clayton Road today. Now what?
Look, I told you just came down Clayton Road and just tore my mama tree up.
I ain't been down no residential neighborhood today, man. Quit calling my phone with that.
Look, my grandmama planted that tree. Now you done got the nerve.
Planted it. Move the mother in. Cut the branches off the son of a.
If them branches is clear enough, you're not supposed to be driving them 18-wheel trucks down this residential area like this here.
Man, I was making delivery, got. Now, if I had to come down that tree, I would have, but I told you once, I ain't came down no Clayton Street today.
You just said you had to make a delivery. Now you saying you ain't been down Clayton Street.
I said see, if I had to make a delivery down there, I would have came down that street. But I ain't had to come down there.
You been on Clayton Street today. Now, that part I do know. And what
maybe you got the wrong driver, dude.
No. I got the right driver, and what I do know is you done tore my mama tree up. We got to cut this whole tree down. And you know what? You're going to pay for this.
Man, I ain't paying for a mother tree. That tree can kiss
I know you ain't talking about my mama tree.
Well, guess what? Take your tree and take your mama, and both of y'all go out there and plant another tree then.
We ain't planting no more trees. That tree been in our family for years. You going to mess around and get your ass whooped behind this tree.
Bring it on then. Bring your on and bring the tree with you.
You going to make me whoop with a branch off that tree.
Well, I tell you what, if you that bad, then I tell you what, if I was on Clayton Street today, I'd meet you on Clayton Street with the tree.
You,
all right?
You come on over here to Clayton right now, because I'm right out here in the street on the cordless phone. You come on outside. My mama's sitting up in there crying behind the street because you done tore the limbs off of it, and we got to cut it down now because you done messed it up.
Go get her a napkin and tell her wipe her my eyes then. I ain't been down no tree.
I know you ain't sitting here talking about my mama now. See, you tripping now, dog.
Hey,
you tripping, dog.
Man,
you already look, man, I grew up with this tree in my front yard.
Yeah.
I grew up with this tree. Now, you got the nerve to drive through here driving too fast, because if you would have drove slow, you wouldn't have been hitting all them limbs like that. Y'all be running down here too fast through here.
Man, look here. I done told you once, man, I ain't been down no Clayton Street. Now, like I told you, if you want to meet me on Clayton Street, we'll. All right? Now, I'm sorry about your mom tree and but hell, there ain't nothing I can do about it because I ain't been down no Clayton Street.
It's one right? thing you can do about it. You can pay for it, and that's what you going to do. Now, you going to either give me some money or I'm going to get it out you. But you coming over here. Matter of fact, you can go on come over here now. That big truck around and bring your butt on over here right now.
Well, I might as well go on and turn it around because I ain't paying for no tree.
Oh.
I can tell you right now.
That's fine. But I tell you, when you get here, my cousin here and all my uncles is here sitting up here looking at what you done to this tree. So bring your on.
Yeah, well, look at here. Take that tree and stuff it up in your all right? I ain't finna worry with you in this tree no more because I done told you once.
Let me,
I ain't finna tree.
You come on right now because you don't know what this tree mean to me. This tree right here used to be home base for hide and go seek.
Are you crying? You big, you crying too? Man, look here, dog. I ain't out tree, dog. Just look here. Wipe your eyes and
to hell with you, this tree right
well,
here.
Look, I'm turning my you just meet me on Clayton Street, all right?
Let me tell you something. This tree used to be first base for kickball. Do you hear me?
Man, kickball, dude. I done told you once. I ain't tree, all right? Don't fail around this, dude.
Your name Lloyd, but you ain't L.
Well,
is Cool J, and he would not have come down here and tore up my mama tree. He is not that kind of person. But you Lord.
What the hell you crying for, man? What the crying for?
Because you done messed up my mama tree.
You sound like a girl. I'm crying because my mama tree broke.
Let me tell you something. Around and bring your down,
I'll
Clayton.
Be there in 10 minutes to meet your on Clayton.
Well, it's
going right?
to be more than me. My uncles is here. My cousins is here. All of them.
Oh, the Brader Brunch family, huh?
Whatever.
Man, bring a bro.
I tell you
but
what.
I'll tell you right now, it's going to be hot water in this state.
Don't make me no difference. They call you LL. My right. knock you out. And that's what you finna get, LL. That's
yeah,
right.
Well, come on
Lord.
With it, then. Come on with it, because I'm here. All right?
Well, listen.
Ain't no running. I'm by my self.
Cool. Don't make me cool. no difference. Listen.
Straight up.
I'm finna tell you one more thing about this tree. Is you listening
yeah.
to me?
I'm listening, bro.
Is you listening?
I done told you once. I don't give a about that tree, but if you want to talk about it, go ahead.
Let me tell you something. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy, JJ.
Man, look, man. What did you just say?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy.
You got to be kidding me, man.
Ain't no,
don't do that.
Dog, ain't no tree messed up, and you ain't been on Clayton Street, dog.
Why don't we just
JoJo
when I see his man?
Oh, man. You all right, dog?
I'm straight.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show, man.
Well, we got to go to break. Look at the time.
Come on, Mexico. Right.
Oh, we'll be right back, though.
Oh, we'll be right back. Man, ain't no problem. Oh, y'all ain't off the hook.
Oh, oh, man.
Oh, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are. Okay, this question has been going on for the last three breaks here.
And everybody's scared.
Yeah, we asked a question about emotional cheating. It's turned into this. We're all single on the show. So amongst us, we're trying to figure out who would the ladies pick amongst the guys on the show and who would the guys pick amongst the ladies. Now, Junior picked Monica, Tommy picked Carla, and I didn't really get picked. I think I got picked by default. By default. I was the only one left, so I guess Steve picked me. Damn. Thanks a lot. But now it's the, now it's
Monica
the girls'
has
time.
Picked Junior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carla, your turn.
I'm going to regret saying this.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
The turtle.
Hey, what? No, you're going to say
wait
my
a
name
minute.
Now.
The wait turtle. A minute.
You don't even like him.
I know, so it won't be long.
You guys will break up. Break
to
up.
Make up. That's all we do.
I was going to say Junior, but he ain't want me.
But look how I feel.
Like you.
Look how I feel. Nobody picked me.
Come on, cuz. Don't say like, dude, I love you.
We going to Cabo.
Nah, I'm stuck with a high butt dude.
Yeah, I think she lying, though.
Yeah.
We going to be balling, though.
Why you think I'm lying?
Well, because you'd have really picked me.
No.
Don't nobody
didn't
like
pick
your
me.
Facial features?
No, don't worry about that.
No, he didn't pick me. He picked all three of us.
Yeah, no. See, it ain't trying to be a match.
What did you say, Tommy? Nobody likes his
don't
face.
Don't nobody like your facial features.
Oh, see?
He's got dimples.
And as she picked you, she called you a turtle? She said, I take the turtle?
She didn't even say Tommy. She said turtle.
Every turtle I've ever
that's
seen
all right.
Been ugly.
I've been picked.
But every woman understands that, though. Women understand that because you have to like who likes you. You got to go with that sometimes.
Nah.
I wouldn't have went with that card for the turtle. I don't know.
No, you ain't got
well,
to
didn't
like
you
me.
Pick Monica and you said you hope she picked you? Didn't you just say that?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same thing.
We
like
single
like
in the
you.
Room. Yeah. Yeah.
Shirley?
I'm picking Steve. He's rich. I mean, come on. Really? Really, guys? Really? Really?
Oh, she goes straight to the money, boy. It's something else.
Really, guys? Really?
Come on.
Really?
That's not being played game.
I don't care about his facial features, none of them.
Thank you.
Just
like my mama promised me. She said, boy, if you dress nice and make enough money, ain't nobody going to worry about them facial features. Thank
she
you, mama.
She wasn't lying.
Mama came through for me.
Now, she over there rich, and I'm still dumb.
You over here with shell ass.
You on cheatees.com.
At least you got picked, okay? I didn't get picked. At least you got picked.
I picked you, Shirley.
Yeah,
just,
by
you
default.
You got to go to the Viking cooking class.
You're rich. You can hire a cook. Who cares?
Right not
she
in
don't
the
want
beginning.
The number by shoes. That's all she wanted to.
So what have we learned?
That we're all very shallow.
We learned
and
that
we will lie.
Through our
publicly,
teeth.
Even all the girls will lie.
Yeah.
Who's lying?
Ain't no way in the world Carla could be happy with this turtle.
Hey, no.
And this is where we have learned that Monica and Junior will probably start a relationship. I'm thinking maybe.
Because they are single.
Yeah.
Well, Monica can't take care of him. She don't know how to take care of that boy. That boy got you need a lot of medicine.
Stay out of this.
Wow, Tommy.
Let them talk.
Yeah.
I can see who's running our relationship. Look at this.
You can't see the boss. Boom.
All right, come on. Let's get to this letter. More drama.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Thanks, Tommy. Subject, life interrupted. Good morning, Steve, Tommy, and Shirley. I am a 36-year-old beautiful black woman with 3 children, a good job, and a nice home. My man of 10 years, 40 years old in parentheses, has lost his mind. He has brought his 40-year-old legally blind friend home to live with us. I understand that this is his best friend, but we just took on his 16-year-old son from a previous relationship. I'm okay with the son because he is there every weekend and holidays. Anyway, and I've learned to love him like one of my own. My problem is now this man. He is drunk a lot, not that clean, and can't really see the toilet, so he misses all the time. My man claims he can't do much for himself, but he can make it to the bar. Me and the children end up doing for him while my man works. He also invades our private time, wanting to go hang out or watch sports. I can't even dress the way I want anymore because he makes me uncomfortable. I've expressed my concerns to my man, but it just makes us fight all the time. I've tried everything to help him move on, but he won't. I even helped him get Social Security and sign him up for public housing, but he won't go, and my man won't force him. He seems to care more for this man than he does me right now. I don't know what to do. I don't want to lose my man. He is good to me and the kids, but his friend has to go. Please help me. Signed, Life Interrupted. Dear Life Interrupted, put him out. He definitely needs to go. You cannot have this kind of foolishness in your house, missing the toilet when he uses the restroom, and you know, you feeling uncomfortable when you get dressed, and he's legally blind too. Your so-called man is allowing this. And here's the question to you: after 10 years, what are you and this man doing anyway? He's messing up your nice home, and you're right, he has lost his mind. You in no way should have to deal with anything like this. Your man has put his friend and his needs before you and the kids. So right now, I disagree with you. He is not being a good man. You say he is. I say he's not. You know, when you help people, it's usually for a little while, like a couple of days, you know, a few days, maybe a couple of weeks, something like that. This man has come in and invaded your home. So you and your man need to get together, seriously, talk about it, immediately put this man out. I'm sorry. You got to put him out because he's messing up your home. And there's no way you should be uncomfortable in your own home. And if your man doesn't want to put this other man out, then maybe it's time for you and your man to break up as well and your man go his separate way. Steve, we don't have time. We'll be back. Got a lot to say.
I got a whole nother angle on my letter. So
okay, good.
I don't really care. And for those of you that like emailing because one of my jokes done went too far, get to your computers and sit down and get ready to type.
The letter is posted. Go to steveharvey.com and click on the strawberry letter. We'll be back 12 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Come on, Steve, with your response to part 2 of today's strawberry letter. What you got?
I ain't even got enough time for this letter, man. That really, because I've discovered a whole lot. But
a lot of stuff.
Let me
in
just
there.
Go. Life interrupted. Good morning, Steve, Tommy, Shirley. I'm a 36-year-old beautiful black woman with 3 children, a good job, and a nice home. My man of 10 years, 40 years old, has lost his mind. He has bought his 40-year-old legally blind friend home to live with us. I understand that this is his best friend, but we just took in his 60-year-old son from a previous relationship. I'm okay with the son because he is there every weekend and holidays anyway, and I've learned to love him like one of my own. My problem is now this man. He is drunk a lot, not that clean, and can't really see the toilet, so he misses all the time. My man claims he can't do much for himself, but he can make it to the bar. Me and the children end up doing for him while my man at work. He also invades our private time, wanting to go hang out or watch sports. I can't even dress the way I want anymore because he makes me uncomfortable. I've expressed my concerns to my man, but it just makes us fight all the time. I've tried everything to help him move on, but he won't.
I even helped him get Social Security and sign him up for public housing, but he won't go and my man won't force him. He seems to care more about this man than he does for me right now. I don't know what to do. I don't want to lose my man. He's good to me and the kids, but his friend has to go. Please help me sign Life Interrupted. First of all, before I say what I really want to say, which I am going to say, take Shirley's advice, put him out. Get on with your life. Issue an ultimatum to your man, the man, or your family. And don't make you no difference which one he picked. But one of us has got to go, and it ought to be the blind dude that he brought home. Okay, now that we got that out the way, let's go over some stuff. Is you really blind or ain't you blind? See, you got to do some blind testing at your house. Because, see, a lot of this stuff don't sound like you're talking about a blind man to me at all. Now, he legally blind. I don't know what that means. Illegally or you illegally blind? Can you see or can't you see? I don't know the definition. So for those of you out there that like to type Steve when he's politically incorrect, once again, go on get to typing because I don't really care. On this one right here, we talking about a dude that 40 years old done came in this man's house with another 40-year-old friend, and one of the damn friends can't see. Now, that ain't fitting to be my problem. You got to work that out with the Lord. But once you come in Steve Hoff and say you can't see, there's a couple things need to quit happening, though. First of all, he can't really see the toilet, so he miss all the time. Hell, I can see, and sometime I miss. But one thing my mama used to say, you might not be able to see, but you can hear, can't you? Now, listen to me. If you don't hear no water splashing, you ain't in the right spot. You got to then make some type of adjustment left or right. If you never hear water splashing, you peeing on the back of that little jacket that's on the back of the toilet. You peeing on the fur, boy. Crazy. Now, that's for starters right there. So any man can miss. Sometimes it's lint.
What do you mean?
To give you that offshoot spray. Okay. Be a little piece of lint on you. Then next thing you know, it's just everywhere. You all up peeing on the tiles and stuff. You don't even mean to it. You be trying to. Sometimes
on,
you be peeing all up on the medicine cabinet. You don't even be trying to.
We got it.
To,
we got it.
You got
next
that lint
point,
on you, that
point.
Little offshoot. Sometimes you spray on the shower curtain, the tiles, and the medicine cabinet.
Would you stop?
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, that's what you're way up there. You get that lint on you at the wrong place, and you got some problems. Fellas out there know what I'm talking about. Please, y'all pray for me. I said I was going to do this, and I'm trying not to, because the dude's supposed to be blind. Then he say, your man claim he can't do much for himself. We going to find out if you can't do nothing for yourself, because when your man go to work, this is what you do. Drag his blind ass out on the porch and sit him on the porch until your man come home. And when he don't know where he at because he blind, tell him it's cool in here. We got the air. All them breathe. We got the air and all the doors open. We trying to air it out because you ain't washing your nasty behind. And we ain't washing you no more. It's a couple of things that you and the children end up doing for him while your man at work. He also invades your privacy. Wanting to go hang out or watch sports. I thought you said he was blind. Now, if he blind, why is we going to watch sports? Now, if you watching sports and you blind, one of these things ain't got to happen. Mm-hmm. Sitting up in here, I got to tell you who got the ball in. Who just scored and what color suit they got on. Do LeBron have on the red headband or he just got on wristbands today? Sitting up in there watching the game with somebody blind, having going through all this. Man, Carmelo sure got a nice jumper. That ain't Carmelo, doggone it. Sitting up in there arguing with your blind behind. We trying to watch sports. Then you sitting up here talking about you can't even dress the way you want to anymore because he makes you uncomfortable. I thought you said he was blind. Uh-huh. What is his blind ass looking at you for? You ought to be able to walk in front of him naked. And if he really blind, that's the see, that's why I say you got to start conducting some blind tests at your house. Put your pumps on, baby, and walk past him butt naked. And if he go, good Lord Almighty, put his blind ass out. Because it ain't nothing blind about it. See, I think you getting played and you can quit playing and all this here. Get him down there and get that Social Security and put him right up in the project.
Thank you, Steve. You know we got to get out of here. Email or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley. Don't forget tomorrow, that's right, tomorrow, the Facebook Live after show with the Strawberry Letter Live. That's going to be with me at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Please join me. It's a lot of fun. Switching gears now, GQ Magazine, you guys heard about this, have announced its People of the Year. Colin Kaepernick, Citizen of the Year for GQ on the cover. Gal Gadot, you know her from a Wonder Woman movie, and she's like a big feminist right now. Kevin Durant is one of them, and Stephen Colbert. They're going to share the honors. Each one gets his or own title, cover, and cover story for the December issue. Now, Colin Kaepernick did the photo shoot, but he didn't do the interview. Coming up next, we're going to talk about Meek Mill. You guys heard about this case? It's a serious case. We'll talk about it when we come back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
So, Steve, this has been a big story. I don't know if you've heard about this or not, but supporters of Meek Mill gathered at the Criminal Justice Center in Philadelphia this past Monday for the Rally for Meek. Now, this is a call, talking about rapper Meek Mill. This is a call for justice for Meek and others. Earlier this month, Meek was sentenced to 2 to 4 years in prison for violating his probation, okay? Now, according to TMZ, Meek Mill may have caught a huge break in this case because the judge that is presiding over the case, her name is Janice Brinkley, Judge Janice Brinkley. She's reportedly being investigated by the FBI for possibly having relationships in Philly, including with a local music mogul she allegedly asked Meek to sign with, as well as a possible extortionate demand. Meek's lawyer says Judge Brinkley asked Meek to do a remix to a Boys to Men song and to give her a shout out on the song, and that her harsh sentence was a result of declining or chuckling at the request. And now it seems like she has a personal vendetta against Meek Mill.
Wow.
Yeah, so you got it. So this is
crazy.
You can't
send this man to jail. First of all, to violate his probation because he popped a wheelie and he broke up a fight?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
That's a violation of. So if you're on probation, you can't be any kind of citizen, not even a good one. So you have to be oatmeal. If you see a fight, you don't go nowhere near because you're on probation.
Right.
If you see some kids, you can't entertain them with a wheel stand. You have to be a non-existent human being on probation.
Yeah.
But since you didn't give me a shout out on this song that I asked you to, now I'm going to sit you down for 2 to 4 years. Are you serious?
Yeah. I mean, it's so serious.
This
Jay-Z.
Is a horrible injustice here.
It really is. Jay-Z, Dr. J, Kevin Hart, Rick Ross, Philadelphia 76ers co-owner Michael Rubin, and many players from the 76ers and the Eagles, Colin Kaepernick. They all, you know, have been in support of Meek Mill. And then recently CNN political commentator Van Jones was on the Wendy Williams show. He's been on our show. We know Van Jones. This is what he had to say about the issue. Take a listen.
It is absolutely outrageous. This is one of the worst things I've seen. I've never heard of a case where a brother is standing before a judge. The prosecutor says, do not put this brother in jail. The probation office says, do not put this brother in jail. And for some reason, the judge says, I'm gonna put him in jail anyway. The judge is supposed to be neutral, listen to the defense, listen to the prosecutor, and come down in a neutral way. The judge is the only person in the building who wants the brother locked up. That's wrong. That's not supposed to be that way. That's wrong. You know what? The thing is, you do something when you're 19 years old, whatever it was, silly. Nobody lost their life. You've been on probation for 12 years. You and I couldn't be on probation for 12 years without doing something that somebody was going to criticize. So, but look at what he actually did. He popped a wheelie. He popped a wheelie trying to entertain kids. Should have done that, but he popped a wheelie. He got his wisdom teeth pulled out and got hooked on Percocet, went to rehab, told them where he was going, but they got confused about that. And then he broke up a fight. And the police said that he did the right thing when they looked at the video.
Wow.
So breaking up a fight, popping a wheelie to entertain kids and getting off drugs, that don't make you a villain. That makes you a hero. You should not be in jail.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
What prosecutor says do not put the man in jail? His job is to prosecute.
Absolutely, Steve.
When they tell you this is wrong, the defense tells you this is wrong, the police come out and say he did the right thing, why is he going to jail? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. This is
and
the, that's
for crazy. Her to have any insinuated ties. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm not the greatest person in the world, but please let me throw my hat and our entire morning show hat into the ring, mm-hmm. who is now in total support of Meek Mill.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Now, that may not swing the tide one way or the other because there's some great people already out there. But the Steve Harvey Morning Show has now officially thrown their hat in. Now, a lot of people listening to this show, that's got to be something. You cannot send this man to prison for that. And now, if it's come out that you've had any ties with music related that you asked for a shout out in record, who is this chick?
Yeah.
A shout out.
Oh, man, this is a sister.
Like,
man.
A shout out to up. Judge Brinkley. What?
Yeah, like, it's, what rap song that go in?
But you a judge, though.
Yeah, yeah. That's why she's being
I'd
investigated.
I'd like to be mentioned complimentary in a couple of rec records myself.
Well, you have been.
Everybody need to, but we ain't going to go to jail if you don't, though.
Yeah.
Well, when Meek get out, she going to be in the song.
Yeah.
Bet that. You ain't got to worry about that shot. It's coming.
So we'll keep watching this and keep
well,
you updated on that.
She may be in a few more songs that she wasn't planning
yeah.
on.
Wow.
You got to be careful what you ask for.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't worry about Meek's next record. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of people looking at this.
Yeah, it really is crazy. It really is crazy. And moving on, moving on, some good news to report. The UCLA basketball players LiAngelo Ball, Cody Riley, and Jalen Hill, the guys who were arrested in China on charges of shoplifting, they have been allowed to return to the U.S., okay? Pac-12 Commissioner Larry Scott released a statement on Tuesday confirming that the players are on a flight, were on a flight back to Los Angeles at the time he made the statement. He says, look, the matter has been resolved to the satisfaction of the Chinese authorities. We are all very pleased that these young men have been allowed to return home to their families and university. We are grateful for that, for the role that our Chinese host played and for the courtesy and professionalism of the local authorities. We also want to acknowledge UCLA's significant efforts on behalf of their student athletes. Finally, we want to thank the president, the White House, and the U.S. State Department for their efforts toward resolution, because you know President Trump did ask the president over
up.
There. Yeah, he did to look into the issue while he was in Beijing last week. The president, Jinping of China, said he would and they would be treated fairly. So there you go.
All right.
All right. Coming up at the top of the hour. Thank you, Steve. Science says cussing can lead to a better way of life.
Hey.
Yes. Yeah, I am. Let's get to cussing. When we come, how long before we get back?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, Tommy Jr., and everyone on the show and listening, cussing, scientists say, can make your life better. Scientists say that studies have shown cussing can actually improve our lives. This is how your life is better with bad words in it. It is the best form of workplace bonding. Forget team-building exercises. Research shows that coworkers who cuss work more effectively together.
Absolutely.
What?
Don't y'all agree?
Tommy are working fine.
I'm going to tell you one thing.
What?
Cussing has benefited me greatly. I'm living proof that cussing will make your life better, especially when there's a check attached to it.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I want to thank HBO, Showtime, all those avenues that created it, Def Jam, that made cussing absolutely okay to be all right with. And it has gotten me to this point today.
7 television shows, radio show.
Cuss on, brother.
Get to cussing.
I'm also free.
Yeah.
I don't have high blood. No. I ain't got diabetes. I don't suffer from depression because I get it all out.
That's it.
It's free.
Shirley, you're miserable.
You should try it because you got to be miserable.
I'm not miserable, guys.
Yeah. Your sad life.
Your sad
life. What about me, though? How am I?
Oh,
doing?
You got to be in like bliss. Your life is absolutely wonderful. Ask that cheerleading instructor that when she tells Tasha she ain't going to make the team. Well, I tell you what, if my baby don't make the team, let me tell you something what you ain't going to do.
What happened?
You ain't going to make it to work on time. What happened? You finna be in therapy.
Isn't there something that happened at your baby school, at Tasha's school, with the little boy, Carla?
Oh, Steve, Junior, and Tommy, you going to love this little boy. I picked Tasha up. We were at school. She picking her up from school. She got home, and she said, "Mommy, this little boy said a bad word at lunch." I said, "What happened?" And she said, "Well, he opened up his sandwich, and he looked down at it the way it was cut and said the F word."
I told this heifer I didn't want no more damn triangles in my lunchbox. I don't know how many times I got to tell her about these damn triangles. I'm a boy. Cut it in half. That's it.
That's all you need.
I don't want no triangle. Man,
he dropped
the F-bomb.
I said, "What, Tasha?"
That's crazy.
She said, "Mom, he looked at that sandwich and opened it up and said the F-word, and the teachers came over there."
He said it loud, though. He couldn't even hold it. Hey, he done clicked the lock on that Spider-Man lockbox. And he waiting on that ham sandwich.
Yeah.
He was going to hold it with both hands. But his mama had cut it into them triangles. That little boy opened up that lunchbox and said,
Say it, Steve.
Tommy.
Man,
Steve Harvey.
No, I blame Tommy. Because you know Steve doesn't need but just an inch. He'll take a mile.
That's a lot of feeling for a five-year-old. Hey, yo.
Come on, Cat, hit the button. This what the little Tommy, Cat, hit the button. Do what the little boy did. Man, it's gonna be great. Just up in here. It's just going.
Lunchtime.
It's going really good. It's lunchtime. Hi, Tosh. Hi, Tasha. Hey, you're great. It's time for lunch. Boy, I've been looking forward to this. Man, I've got my favorite lunchbox today. I've got my Spider-Man lunchbox. I got a ham sandwich. The girls are looking. I'm gonna hold it with both hands and eat it like my big brother does. Open it up. Unwrap it. Here it is.
Steve, what the Harvey?
That's it, though, Shirley.
We cannot cuss on this radio show.
Ain't this some sugar honey iced tea? I asked her.
They said
it so loud, every teacher's heard it.
Man. The teachers ran over there, and they picked him up, and he dropped his sandwich.
Oh, he got in trouble, Carla?
Yeah, he got in trouble. The teachers heard him.
But he didn't know they heard him. Right. So he can't understand why these people had gathered around him.
He was in a zone, though. It was all about that sandwich.
It was all about that sandwich.
And you know, the scientists also say that cussing helps prevent fights. They say it can actually make people less likely to be physically violent.
Oh, yeah.
It does because it tempers. It gets a lot of the anger out, and it lets it know that it's about to elevate, and sometimes you can avoid it. Cussing also limits the amount of butt whippings you have to issue your children.
It has done that.
I can see that.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Hit it. Mm-hmm. Sit down. Mm-hmm. Baby, keep jumping. Sit down. I'm going to tell you, sit down.
Ooh, I've been there.
See, that's one thing. Sit your black ass down. That's another thing.
You
that's
a whole, sit down.
Whole nother thing.
It's just a whole different trigger.
Now, let me ask you this. How about culturally? Is it different with different cultures, different races, Steve?
Really?
No.
Latinos. Whites and blacks, they all cuss the same amount.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the inflections of it is different.
Yeah.
Ours is more aggressive.
And we do put the word black in there a lot.
And our cadence, our rhythm.
Yeah.
It's
a little different.
You've only been hearing it since you was born.
Huh? What'd you say, Junior?
You've only been hearing cussing since you was born.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I was born, they was like, "This little ugly-ass boy right here, look how fat he is." That's the first time I heard it. That's the first time I heard it.
Wait, let me find out your black ass been cut in school. Let me find out that. Let me,
yeah,
let me,
yeah, we use black a lot.
Yeah, we do. Get your black.
Yeah.
Other cultures don't do that.
Yeah, they don't. They don't use color.
They don't.
When they talk.
They have
as the adjective or the adverb. Yeah.
Right.
You don't get your little white ass in here.
No, I've never heard that.
That don't work.
They don't ever say that.
I've never heard that.
But, Junior, what did you hear at birth? What?
I heard it right at birth. Look at this little ugly ass boy right here. Little fat little thing.
It scarred you for life.
I sat up. I said, where am I?
All right, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show, more of this tomfoolery coming up.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The TV show Empire, we all watch it. It's back after being on hiatus during, of course, during the World Series. And one of the stars of the show, we love her, Gabourey Sidibe, did not allow any internet troll to ruin her outing with her girls, okay? Gabby posted a picture on Instagram of her and her girlfriends hanging out and using the hashtag BlackGirlMagic. There was one hater that didn't seem to like the post and decided to comment saying, oh, wow, F all three of you bees. After not getting a response, the troll posted again saying, I'm not mad, you boy looking bees. Dang. Go find your sides and stop wearing fake hair. Gabby saw this and clapped back in a classy way. I loved how she clapped back. Very mature. She said, I'm not sure why you're so mad, and I don't need to know why, Betty. What I do know is that you're clearly suffering and you're probably reaching out in nastiness. May you receive this prayer in love, and may God's peace and guidance fall on you and lift and keep you in love. Nice, huh?
Wow.
That ain't
the clapback, is it, Tommy?
No. Mm-mm. That's the high road. She took the high.
She took her way up there with the Lord, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
Yes.
A little bit of may God allow you to ride in hell would have been a little bit.
That's your clap back?
That's your clap back?
Yeah, if I'm going to clap back, let's clap. Matter of fact, let's get a round of applause.
Yeah.
I tell you what.
Is that a round of applause?
Yeah. This is how hard we finna clap. Yeah, that's what you finna get. Yeah.
What's up with the trolls, though?
Dog, that's ugly. Really.
And unnecessary.
The haters out there, man, are like ridiculous.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like, man, you can't.
You may want to.
Especially as a celebrity. Mm-hmm. You just go, okay, cool. You took that a little bit too far. Let me just say this to you. I have clapped back this year, and I did it the same way Gabby did it. You know, I did it in a classy way. Mm-hmm. And I told her, God bless you. Hope you get your life wherever you want to be. They ended up apologizing me for making it because they didn't know.
Wow.
Because she came on my page. You know, I just posted a picture of my family. We just sitting there. Mm-hmm. Beautiful family. God bless you and all this here. You know, it's a shame that you're a Trump supporter. Lady, I'm not a Trump supporter.
What?
You know, the fact that you would go up there and meet with him. Whoa. A meeting don't make you a supporter, lady.
Right.
You know, now I wish I hadn't went up there. I really do. But I did. Trying to call myself doing something else. But it didn't. So it's okay. Yeah. I'm not a supporter, though. I said, but if you listen to the radio show, you would know who I supported and who I asked everybody to vote for.
Right.
I said, but
we
stay woke
that.
Because I am.
Yes.
God bless you. You know, do whatever I said, something to that effect.
You don't put the end. Your ending don't never be good.
You have to ignore all the good stuff you're going to say.
Yeah, but you have to have a good ending with it. God bless you. I'm going to move on with my life. You move on with yours and kiss my ass. You know, say leave. Put your button on there, man.
What did First Lady Michelle Obama say? When they go low, we go high.
If everybody is on the
high road. I don't have the address to the high road.
Therefore, I'm on low road.
I don't know.
Shut up, Prime Time. I ain't got the address.
Because he got tired of Tony Romo. He said, I don't have the address to the high road. Bruh, I done gave you a pass many times. But since you're going to just keep going now, these is the facts.
We got to get out of here. Stovetop has a perfect solution for those who stuff themselves on Thanksgiving. And more of the show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Stovetop stuffing. We all have heard about it for our entire lives. Well, anyway, stovetop stuffing is now selling the perfect pair of pants for your Thanksgiving meal. This is crazy. Yes. Stovetop's Thanksgiving dinner pants.
What?
They make pants now. They have a stretchy pouch that fits over the belly. I guess you can liken it to maternity wear for women, okay?
Okay.
It's a stretchy pouch. It fits over the belly, although these pants are decorated in a festive stuffing pattern. You may want to get them for the man in your life. You may want to, ladies, if he's one of those guys who likes, you know how guys like to unbutton their belt sometime after dinner?
My grandfather come over there already with them on.
Tommy, you got to get a pair of these.
I'm not getting a pair of these.
Because, Tommy, you can wear yours year-round. Stovetop pants. At Thanksgiving, when you eat too much food, you ain't got to unbutton your pants. And then when you get back down regular, you just wear them back because you can put that high ass in it.
See, you're doing too much today, man. You're doing way too much.
Multi-purpose.
They come in all sizes, all sizes. And they only cost, get this, they only cost less than $20, $19.95.
And you know you like that. That's about the same price as your airline ticket.
Just right up your alley. Today? Stop. Move on.
Oh, man.
I'm trying.
I'm not wearing no stovetop stuffing pants.
I'm not laughing,
Why would
Tommy.
You not? It don't make no sense for you not to have on some stovetop dressing pants. It's got a pouch in the front for when you eat too much, your stomach can sit in it comfortable. And then after your stomach go down, you can wear them backwards and put that high ass of yours in it.
I'm not laughing, Tommy.
Well, what is you doing, Sherry? What is you doing if you ain't laughing?
Oh, that's me. That would be Carla. Look over here.
That would be perfect for you, Tommy. I think you're right.
That's nice, man.
Dual purpose.
Yes.
Well, you can turn them pants around and cover that ass, boy. Go ahead.
Shut up, boy.
Come on, Junior. Give him a pound, dude.
Not finna do this with y'all.
He can't really get mad though. Tommy, Steve,
oh, you
stop.
Ain't got to.
I'm not getting mad.
He gonna get mad.
I'm not laughing, Tommy. Don't look. I'm not.
30
I'm not
times
laughing.
That day. Well, you didn't have them same pants on the other way. Look at the pockets in the front. Go ahead, boy.
Coordinate.
Oh God.
Yeah, coordinate.
Oh, God. Boomerang.
Have y'all some fun. Go ahead.
Tommy, I'm not laughing.
Boy.
I'm not.
No. Hold on, Shirley. One more, Shirley.
Myrtle!
You seen Tommy turn them damn pants around?
I'm not laughing. I promise you, Tommy.
What you call what you doing?
I'm crying.
Junior. Junior.
Benny.
The mushroom belt.
Benny. Come see Tommy reversible stove top pants.
Boy, that's not wearing no stove top pants.
Tommy, they're only $19.95.
I'll buy some for them two fools. How about that?
Tommy, get the jacket to match.
Get it for them.
Wow.
We wrong for this.
I know.
But First two hours, y'all done laid in
but
the meat.
But you get
boy,
a pad, old man, and then Jordan can use them too because he can take them to school for show and tell.
Boy,
what is he going to say?
Tommy, you mean to tell me you and Jordan in the pants?
Kangaroos.
Oh, God.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go with our last break of the day. Just one more thing. Now, listen to this carefully, especially black people in the world. All right? New blood pressure guidelines are out.
I heard about this.
Yeah, new blood pressure guidelines are out. That means half of Americans have high blood pressure.
Well,
right.
You live in the inner city. Go ahead. Sure.
Yeah, well, in just 2 days, over 30 million more Americans have high blood pressure. No, it wasn't any traumatic event that happened or anything like that. Nothing like that that caused it.
I know
it.
What it is.
What?
The president.
No.
30 million
pressure.
Yeah. But it's new.
It's the president.
It's new guidelines, Steve. That's what it is. The new guidelines could mean more Americans now have high blood pressure. Heart doctor groups including the American Heart Association, are moving the goalposts for what's considered a risk for hypertension. The idea is to spur millions into changing their diets, exercise routine, and lifestyle choices. The new standard is to get blood pressure down below 130 over 80. Now, remember, it used to be 140 over 90. Remember that? You remember that, right, Junior? Yeah. Well, anyway, now the new guideline is 130 over 80. Heart disease, stroke, and other health issues may result from elevated pressure. So there you go.
Tom, you got to wear bigger clothes.
They want you to, of course, and they always say it, eat better.
I'm start throwing
She's trying to be serious, guys.
Watch your diet, watch your exercise, okay? You have to.
Tommy,
make sure you diet and exercise.
Thank you,
and
Cheryl.
Eat right.
Trying to save lives on this
and
show.
Eat right, yeah. And you know the hypertension affects our race.
Well, ladies, excuse me, but the comedian wants to know this. Now that you've said that, who listening fin change way they eat?
Yeah.
Thus, sip, pop, ting.
All right, we got
we
that.
Fine shot. We got that. Now, you can tell my Aunt Agnes all you want to. Yeah.
It's going to be some gravy on this damn plate on Thanksgiving.
She's making crackling as we speak. Getting her crackling.
But you know what? I often wonder, okay.
She's frying fat. Oh, go have a bowl of it on the table.
Wow. So they're saying, sure, we got to give up oxtail.
They're just saying, you know, I mean, I like.
Tommy ain't finna do that.
Moderation. And just change some things. Eat more fruits. Eat more veggies, you know, and move more. Exercise more.
Somebody
at least 30 minutes a day, I think they said.
Right.
At least 30. You know, do something. Walk. Do something.
Yeah, I mean, look, you have to. I'm promoting it on my Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
60 is the new 40. It's amazing the people that's fighting me on that, though. You know,
you
ain't going to be 40. You 60. That 60 is 60. 60 ain't the new 40. You know, all that. You know, people always got something to say negative. You know, a lady told me on one of my Instagrams I was exercising. You know what the lady said?
What?
You know, why are you showing us all this exercise? When God called you home, it's your time.
Wow.
I went, wow.
Well,
so, but
you
want to go in
it.
As a diabetic with one leg?
In your glorified body.
Yeah. Do you want to go in wheezing?
Wow.
Why would I drag my oxygen tank up to the gate? Why would I not want to be as healthy as I could be however long I got?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, Shirley, I understand what you're saying. I do.
Yeah.
I do understand exactly what you're saying.
Let's eat right. Let's exercise. I mean, that's all they've ever been saying anyway, is to eat right, exercise more.
Diet and exercise.
Yeah,
that's
more
it.
Fruits, more veggies, you know, especially vegetables, you know. And,
yeah.
You know, try to keep the stress level down in your life, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. From blood pressure, you have the guts to do this.
Do you have the guts?
The guts. The guts.
Okay.
Yes.
The guts.
An Australian zoo, Steve, now has an exhibit where visitors can get in a cage in the midst of a pride of lions. Okay. This is at the Monarto Zoo in Australia. Australia. Hello, Australia. It's the humans who are in the cages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People ain't doing this, sure. Let's stop.
The Monarto Zoo in Australia. It's the humans who are in the cages. The newest exhibit, Lions 360.
Where's the lions at?
Okay, listen, the newest exhibit, Lions 360, has visitors go inside a cage, which allows them to walk into the midst of 11 lionesses. Lionesses, though those are female lions, we all know that. Despite climbing all around and even over the cage filled with tasty humans, zoo officials say the lionesses aren't naturally aggressive. Interesting. They say they are the kings and queens in Africa, so they know they can command the power and attention from all of the other animals. So that's what they are doing here. This is according to the zookeeper, Anna Bennett. She says they know they are getting a reaction. Everyone reacts, and so they will continue to behave that way. Yeah, until they get hungry.
Until they realize they lied.
It just doesn't.
It makes no sense.
It doesn't make no... people are so ignorant.
What's the big
get on in there.
The cage break. Somebody don't shut the door.
Now lines out here.
You get your arm grabbed and they don't let it go.
Yeah. Too many situations.
Now you in there trying to pull back, and when you finally pull back, you ain't got no arm.
They got your arm.
There you go.
Yeah.
I had no idea he was gonna say that.
Yeah. How that little trip working now?
Yeah. Black people ain't finna do this shit.
Yeah.
No.
I'm in agreement with you, Junior.
Yeah, ain't we even do that? We have enough trouble with just a pit bull in a cage, in a fence,
yeah,
in a yard.
Yeah, he in the
trying
cage.
To live. Okay.
Y'all have a great weekend.
It's Wednesday hump day, boy.
It's still, yeah. You go in that cage, you gonna wish it was. <in your head>. Yeah.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.